From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The biggest fan frenzy since Harry Potter is swirling around movie theaters this weekend. In case you don't know any teenage girls who've been obsessing about Twilight, here's the deal. It's the first movie based on the extremely popular book series. It's about a teenager named Bella who falls in love with a sexy vampire named Edward Cullen. Beth Accomando from member station KPBS braved the throngs lining up yesterday for a midnight showing.
At the Edwards Mira Mesa Cinemas in San Diego, the crowd was pretty pumped.
When I say Edward, you say Cullen! Edward!
Cullen!
When I say Edward, you say Cullen! Edward!
Cullen!
Edward! Cullen!
That's Tina Peterson leading her fellow eighth graders in a cheer. They were among the hundreds of fans wrapped in sleeping bags, lounging in lawn chairs, and reading the Twilight book one last time. For Tina Peterson and her friends, they just had to be there for the experience.
Staying up till 12 o'clock and then seeing the best movie in the world.
Yeah. And we've been waiting for Twilight to come out since, like, summer.
Yeah, so 63 days.
We're pumped. Yep.
We look on the website every day. And it's,
We do.
And we have it on, like, our house, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Just as, like, Twilight.
And yeah, posters.
Just look
kind
of obsessed.
Yeah.
Big deal for us.
It was also a big deal for Leticia Robinson. Although no longer in high school, she could still identify with the teen characters. She showed her passion for the film by wearing
Twilight t-shirts, bag, necklace, pins.
From Hot Topic.
Yeah. And shirts that we made.
At a preview screening of Twilight, a group of teenage girls confessed that they had slipped out of school early to get in line. Krista Rowe could barely contain her excitement.
It's romance and drama, and it's just, it's our life. It's just, it's everything but with fictional characters, mystical vampires and werewolves. It's just awesome, and they're all gorgeous.
Krista Rowe is quick to dismiss any criticism of Edward being cheesy and expressing his love for Bella.
All he's known is how to be vampire, and it's like he says those cheesy lines, but when you hear them, you don't think of them as cheesy. It's like he doesn't know any better, so you're just like, wow, that means so much more coming from him, because he doesn't think they're cheesy. He knows there's a meaning behind them.
Once they finally got into the theater, hearing those lines on the screen elicited this response from Krista and her friends.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
That's Erica Hughes, an elementary school teacher from Chula Vista.
It's funny because you could tell that they really read the books, because when they really screamed was when they heard direct lines from the story. So I give them credit for having actually read a book.
Which brings us back to the eighth graders waiting in line for the midnight screening. They said their boyfriends came with them to make sure they didn't fall too much in love with Edward. But with or without boyfriends, the girls plan on seeing Twilight again.
Yeah. Probably Saturday. We're gonna come back Saturday
and see
it. But tomorrow we're gonna sleep.
Yeah. We're having a sleepathon.
For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.